The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
And welcome to the National Intel Report. Today's date is February 20th, 2017. It's President's Day. I'm sitting in for John Stadmiller today, who's a little bit under the weather. We hope he gets better. He appears to have had a reoccurrence of the crud, as we called it, in the hospital. I had it about a month ago, and I sympathize with John. So I hope he gets to feeling better and gets behind the mic again. But I thank him for this this privilege to sit behind the mic. And today is President's Day, and it's also Monday, which means we have Mr. Ron McDonald on the phone. Are you there, Ron?
I'm here, Steve. But one thing I think the audience needs to know, who are you? What's your name?
Oh, I thought I mentioned myself. My name is Steve Elkins. I live in the North California area here, nearby Ron. Ron and I have got together before. Talk politics here. And by the way, Ron, how's that river doing over in your area?
They say it's not going to flood, but we're supposed to get rain for the next several days, 100%. So I don't know. We won't flood. My wife and I are high and dry.
No. I told John before that I had a hard time finding your house. You worried about anybody trying to find you in Secret Service or agents. I had a hard time. My GPS was baffled to where you are located. So I don't think you have to worry about that, Ron. But no, my name is Roy Steve Elkins, and I'm sitting in for John Stadmiller today. Like I said, he's under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back to the network on behind the mic the next day or so. So I'm just privileged to be here. Wow, 31 days into the presidency for Mr. Donald Trump. What do you think so far, Ron?
Well, I think he's doing a great job. But also, I think to start the show, you probably should – I know the finances are real low. John needs about $10,000 for the remainder of this month to just play catch-up. So you may want to give that information if you have it.
I will pull it up here. You can definitely go to the website, which is republicbroadcasting.org, and hit the donate button there. Now, RBN really, to me, you know, I discovered Republic Broadcasting several years ago, and it was by accident, actually. I was injured. I was on disability and taking some time off to heal up and had purchased a Grace Digital Wi-Fi radio, and I'm not pitching piece of equipment, but it did a great job for me, and I scanned around and found RBN, and I became hooked. RBN has a purpose for me, and I'm sure it does for many out there who will listen to the network on a regular basis. I mean, I hear the call-ins. There's Francis, and there's several others. John, I'm talking about Renee in South Carolina, and several others. So I know what kind of purpose RBN has for them, and there are many more listeners who probably don't call in. But RBN has a purpose. It's a tool. It's an educational tool. I solely live by it. I've pretty much chucked the mainstream media, Ron. They lost me a long time ago, but even more so now after the election was over, and they lost me during the election. As we saw, that mainstream media was very, very biased and had picked a horse in this whole race, which they're not supposed to do, correct?
That's correct.
They are not supposed to be picking a horse. And I think Edward R. Murrow would be very, very ashamed of what has happened to his profession in journalism. So, you know, we were talking about, you know, I've talked before about this Trump turning his back on mainstream media and saying you're not allowed to my conferences, I think that's a right move. I think it's a right move. They showed their cards early on in the election, leading up to the election, the campaign, of how they tried to derail and destroy Donald Trump in the very beginning. Some people say let bygones be bygones. I say no, and I hope Donald Trump sticks with that to bar them from entry into the White House, into the press conferences, and seeks out independent media sources to get that information out to the people. Do you agree with that, Ron?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not going to stop bugging you until you get that donation information out.
Okay. I got a lot of things going on here on my computer. Let me just pull that up.
I know you do. I know you do.
Not a problem. Yeah, John called me this morning, and I normally prepare a show within a couple of days, and so I had 5 hours to find some good information to share with the listening audience, so bear with me here, please. But no, the rain hasn't stopped out here yet, Ron, either. I'm kind of tired of the winter. You?
Oh, my God. It's rained. I've never seen so much rain.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to be in a drought area. We're in flood zone.
I'm glad you mentioned that. A little later in the show, about probably in the first hour, I'm going to be bringing on Orlean Coley, which you've met before.
Yes.
She's the president of Eagle Forum here in California. And she has guys a book. I'm looking at it right as we speak here, called California's Water Crisis, Do You Smell a Fish? And you know, Ron, they're still pitching that whole thing of that we're in a drought, believe that or not. I couldn't believe I saw the billboards on the 101 here out where I live. And they were saying water shortage in the Bay Area, South Bay Area. They were saying restrict your water use come springtime, which I've done a check on all the reservoirs near where I live, and they are at full capacity and beyond. So I think that's crazy. Here's the donate telephone number you can call in. If you don't, just go to the website. So let me see here. Donations. I believe that's the 712-432-7234. Is that correct, Ron? There's a okay. 724. Okay. Oh, there it is. Let me go back. Sorry for about that.
That's okay. This is your first day on the job.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
I'm used to small-time community radio, Ron, but I love the opportunity to. I do. You know, I think we talked about this on John's show, that I called in that one time, and I had a very short running, and I still don't see that number, Mike. I'm sorry. I don't see the chat number.
Oh, I'll repeat it then. It's
would you? I don't see it. Didn't come to me.
It's 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Plus, what's the mailing address, Dan? Ron Rock, if they want to do it. And that's not specifically just for PayPal. Let's say PayPal, but you can donate to any way you want on that.
I don't think his mic is open.
Okay. Let me go to the website and see if I can't pull it off. Let's see here. So what did you do this weekend?
Here's the mailing address. Republic Broadcasting Network at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'll repeat that one more time. Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
And you were saying just before that how important this station is to you.
Yes.
Can you expand on that? Why you got involved in Republic Broadcasting Network versus the main media?
Well, I found accountability between Michael Rivero and John and several of the others on the network. The hosts did their homework. They were not influenced by anyone. And that's the important part what I talk about, mainstream media, is they're influenced. They have people paying them large, large salaries, and they're not questioning what they're being, what's in front of them anymore. They're simply becoming teleprompter readers, and I have a problem with that. Information, this is so important. This time that we're living in, Ron, is so important. You've got grandchildren. I've got grandchildren. We could talk about the vaccine issues and other things later on, but getting credible information, valid information, is essential to making decisions on our best behalf. And if you are not getting good information, you're going to make poor choices. And so RBN to me has actually been that network that I've gone to on a regular basis and found accountability and credibility and the willingness to come back later on and say, you know, hey, I got it wrong. I'm human. I got it wrong. It was a judgment call. And I appreciate that, respect that. So that's kind of where I am with Republic Broadcasting Network. I think they're a very, very credible and source of information. And I plug it everywhere I go. And I want to see them stick around for a long time. So please, people, if it means the same to you, and I'm sure it does, hit that donate button on the website there at republicbroadcasting.org. And help us out and keep us on the air. This is an important entity in the information age. We need to keep RBN alive and getting the information out there.
Good job.
Well, I'm speaking from the heart. I'm not BSing anybody here. This is true. RBN is important in my life. And like I said, I want to see it around because we don't have a chance, Ron. If we don't have a chance, right, if we don't get accurate information, if we're just going to rely on mainstream media, we're in trouble. We are in definite trouble. So,
It is so important. I mean, the donations is so important from the listeners, and to get more people out there listening, that's kind of a duty of anyone who's listening right now. If you can get others to listen to this station, to actually get refreshed information that isn't your hype stuff or false news, it's right, incredible for the listeners of RBN. I mean, this is where you're going to get the truth. And as Steve said, if there is an error in some, we're the first to go back and say, hey, there's an error there. But I haven't heard any of those.
I've heard Michael come back a couple of times that I got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah, and that's cool. That's admirable to say, hey, I'm human. I misspoke. I got my facts wrong a little bit. That's good. But you will not hear that from mainstream media. They'll just continue to ride the lie. And I kind of treat, be honest with you, Ron, I kind of treat mainstream media in the same philosophy as I would being in a marriage and I find out my spouse has cheated on me. I'm not going to keep her. But let's say I did, and I catch her again cheating on me. Well, she's lost credibility, and I won't keep her. So I kind of look at mainstream media the same way. They've been caught over and over and over lying to us, and they continue on, and they want our trust. That doesn't quite go with me. I'm not going to go there, but you've lost me. So independent media is the source to go to for your information, and I encourage others to do the same, and not only just this network, but other networks too, to investigate, do the homework, find out the information, and then you have the information to actually make a valid judgment call on something. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. One of the things of main media is that they do put out that false news, but they never go back and say, we're sorry, we were wrong. They create their sources and then put it out there, especially as we know, it's a liberal media, and they were totally against Donald Trump. So they were going to put any story out there they could, flood the media with that. And, of course, if you're force-fed on main media and you never had anything else, you're going to believe it. You're going to think it's credible. So
Right. Nothing to compare to. Right. And they're actually all kind of locked in together. If you look at MSNBC, CNN, they're just all kind of – have the same talk, you know, talking points. They have the paid talking heads. And if you haven't figured that out yet, these people are paid talking heads who make nice paychecks. Their little panel of experts are not experts at all. They're simply paid trolls. I call them trolls. But they really kind of are. They're told to deliver a certain bill of goods to back up their viewpoint. And showing no credibility of where they came to that conclusion, they just talk the talk, and they're not accountable. Whereas RBN is very accountable to what they say.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the main reason that I've been on the show for so long is because of the credibility of the station. I like to learn new information without a bias or slant to someone who's engaged in receiving profit for their news story. So it's refreshing. It's extremely refreshing.
You know, they're still unrelentless right now, Ron, in their attacks on Donald Trump. If you could theorize, let's say 5 years, 4 years down the road, where do you see mainstream media? What do you think is going to happen there? They're going to implode. What's going to happen to these guys?
Yeah, I think they will. Donald Trump, if he is consistent to who he's been in the last, since January 20th to this month, he's going to create a change that no one can deny is beneficial for the entire population. No one will be able to deny it in 4 years. Your point?
Well, I agree. Point well made. Now, we're in the 31st day of his presidency today, 31st day. I mean, he's spent 31 days so far undoing the bad policies of President Barack Obama. And that takes a lot of work to undo the bad that's been done to this country. And
I think it takes a lot of courage for this man to wipe out bad acts of the former president. Right. That takes a lot of courage because you don't know who's waiting in the shadows.
No. You and I talked earlier about the kind of the shadow government. They what was the term I told you earlier? It was called now it's got a lapse of memory here. I'm escaping the words. It's the power control over the government. The media now is actually admitting it. I'm escape for words. What the name of the term is?
Well, before you get that word, you do have a caller online.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and take that. Go ahead, put that call through. Welcome to RBN. What you got? What's going on? Hello.
Well, you made a comment about the greatest talk show host earlier, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, today, Maduro made a comment about freedom of religion as if it pertained to Muslims or, you know, maybe Buddhists or Wiccans or anything like that, that the Founding Fathers, when they used that term, freedom of religion, it had nothing to do with Judaism or Wiccan or Mohammedism or anything like that. It had to do with freedom of the Christian religion. And I'm telling you, I have found so many things that Rivero has deliberately, either he is just a complete idiot, that he doesn't know the Constitution whatsoever, or he is deliberately lying to his audience, and his audience is just sitting there sucking it up.
Well, we didn't get your name. What's your name?
Their own Constitution, or who it was written to, and that it was, you know, to the people under God, not under Judaism or under Wiccan or under Mohammedism. You know, this is just one example of thousands that I pick out on Rivero all the time, and yet he's got the biggest following. Everybody loves him. He's the most grand talk show host of them all.
And Steve, what is the caller's name?
Actually, it didn't come up on my board here.
Okay. Maury, that should be addressed to Rivero. John Statmiller doesn't bring that topic in. He hasn't, to my knowledge. So this would be the wrong show to vent any of your issues.
I agree. Address that with Michael Rivero.
Took it all away.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm Steve Elkins. I'm sitting in for John Stadmiller, who's ill today. Wish him luck getting back to health and coming back to the mic. Ron, you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, did you know today's President's Day, but there's a lot of rallies around the country? Not my President's Day. Did you notice that?
No. You know, I have to say the threat is continuous. They've been doing that since he was elected, so I wouldn't think otherwise.
Well, three major cities I'm finding here, New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago. I would assume that Obama's probably at the Chicago one there. But basically, their opposition and their chants are saying ridiculous orders. His new proposals are ridiculous. And on the areas of security, with his 90-day moratorium on who could come into the country, and it's just 90 days. I mean, every president has done that before, but I guess security is a ridiculous issue. I don't think it is, and I think you and I would agree that every nation has borders for a reason. And coming into this country, or coming into anybody's country, coming into our country is a privilege, not a right. And so I commend President Donald Trump for taking that stance. And like I said, it's just a 90-day moratorium on a travel ban from seven countries. But they sure are making a stink out of this. This whiner group of snowflakes, cupcakes, whatever you want to call them, and they won't seem to go away.
Yeah, and especially under a state of emergency, the president has a right to write an emergency act, enactment enforcing the law of the United States. And that's all Donald Trump has done, is force the law of the United States. And he's being faulted for that. But, you know, if any of those protesters had to take in 10 people from the immigration that come into this country and house them and pay for their food and everything else that is necessary, their health insurance and that, they would refuse to allow immigrants to come into this country. But that they're protesting, they want everyone else in the country to pay for these things for the immigrants.
Yeah, most certainly, most certainly. I had a chance about a week and a half ago, and I'll bring in Orlene Coley on this because she'll be discussing a Senate Bill 54 here in California, the Sanctuary City Bill. And I happened to be part of a protest. I won't say protest. I went and vented and voiced my opinion on this whole thing about a week and a half ago. Two different meetings, one at the Board of Supervisors and the other one the City County Building. And as I told you earlier, the decision was already made to pass Santa Rosa, California as a sanctuary city. And Ron, you sent me a really interesting email. We can go into that. I'd like to about I'll have to pull it up unless you have it pulled up already. If you want to read that.
Well, you brought the news article forward. Let me see if I can't get to it.
There were some comments made there that are very startling and disturbing about California being given back to Mexico.
Well, it's about Sweden accepting 162,000 refugees in 2015. And guess how many jobs have – how many of them have jobs? And we came down and basically only 400 and – some numbers, 400 plus, have gotten permits to work, and one out of 100 got a job. So who's funding their well-being, their health? And it's a welfare state, basically. And it's not that they can't get the permits. They desire not to get the permits to work and have not tried or attempted to get the jobs. Well, did you want to read the comments I made?
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah. You know, on top of that, Ron, a lot of people don't realize we have the same issue here in this country with bringing in refugees with language problems. I can tell you firsthand, working in a hospital, that's my background, 23 years in intensive care medicine. That really ties your hand, the language barrier problem. And that I'm trying to take a history from somebody that's Latino that doesn't speak any English. So what do? I call a interpretation service in the hospital to come out, and basically I feed them the questions. They ask the questions, and I record the answers back and try to figure out the big plan here of what to do with this. Oh, we've got a commercial break coming here. We'll come right back to that. Stay tuned. You're listening to the National Intel Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, they call it Storm of Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Hell, it's all so sad.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller. Ron McDonald on the line. We were just discussing the 164,000 refugees that were admitted to Sweden. And Ron, I looked up that the number was actually 494 of those refugees of 164,000 have applied for licensure to work, just 494.
Yeah, but it goes on to say that one out of 100 was getting a job, actually went out to pursue a job.
Right.
And all of them are entitled to get those licenses.
Agree.
You can see they're saddling the Sweden with their with support and everything else for themselves and can care less.
Right. Well, tacked along with that article we talked about, the Mexican issue with California, and I want to read what you sent me over because it is astounding and it's shocking. But the Mexican-American Legal Defense Fund founder, Mario Robledo, stated, California is going to be a Hispanic state. Anyone who doesn't like that should leave. Every constitutional office in California is going to be held by Hispanics in the next 20 years. People who don't like such demographic changes should go back to Europe.
Yeah, he's, Yeah, he's also the Mexican American Legal Defense Fund under Governor Jerry Brown. So how does he get away with that?
I don't know. I really don't. His loyalty certainly isn't with the United States at all. You know, we discussed about this possibility. Is would it be possible to kind of, if I mean, we are becoming a minority in our own state here, Ron. I think you agree that if the numbers continue on, that we will be minorities in our own state. Would it be possible to say, okay, California is a done deal. It's lost. We've lost the state. Give it back to Mexico. But as you stated, that under the Constitution, we could not secede from the United States and give it back to Mexico. That's impossible based on our Constitution, correct?
Right. Prior to the Civil War, we could secede from the mass, you know, states of the United States. After that, the sovereignty was removed from every state. Mm-hmm. So that meant that they could not succeed any longer. I think Texas is the only one that has a foundation that could go up against the United States as far as their statehood. But right. Also in that article, Mexican President, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name properly, Peña Nieto, he said that he will demand that California and Texas are their territories, and he wants them back. After this was after Trump had visited him, you know, early on,
right?
So that tells you what they want.
Yeah, right. Rob, we got a caller on the line, Frank from Pennsylvania. Let's go ahead and bring Frank on real quick here, and we'll go back to this issue. Frank, you there?
Oh yes. Thank you for taking my phone call, and I've got some interesting information. I think it plays into what we're talking about today with the issue about immigration. 30 years ago was the Iran-Contra affair, and I remember that quite clearly. And I had a friend that was in the Democratic Club in New York City. He was in a hierarchy of the Democratic Party in New York City. And at the time, I remember we went out to dinner, and he had told me about the Iran-Contra affair. And I had asked him, I said, well, what are they going to do to Democrats? Are they going to impeach Ronald Reagan? And he said, no, we're going to get something better. We're going to get amnesty for illegal aliens in America to make them citizens, and Reagan's already agreed to it. And I said, wow, that's quite interesting. Which, if you look at the dates of Iran-Contra and where Reagan passed amnesty, and basically Iran-Contra, only one guy fell on it, that was Ollie North, but never really became of it. But Reagan did keep his promise and pass amnesty for these millions of illegal aliens. Now, today, I honestly believe if Trump is caught in a scandal, if they create a scandal on Trump, the Democratic Party is going to do the same thing what they've done to Reagan. You know, cut a deal and try to give this amnesty like they done back in 1986. Now, everything I say, I can remember. Most of the people now are dead or died off. But I do remember that conversation with my friend that was in a Democratic club in New York City. So it's just something that I think Trump has to be aware of. You know, he has to be aware that they are looking for any angle to get this amnesty passed, this pathway to citizenship, like they done in 1986. And they only said 3 million illegals would be in 86. It ended up being like something like 12 million. And if they say 9 million today, probably be like 30 million. And that did change the demographics of a lot of major cities. So it's just something that I believe that we should be aware of. And hopefully the Trump people will be aware that they have to cross their T's and dot their I's, because they are looking to get another amnesty pill passed, any means necessary. And that's my view on it.
Well, I agree with that, Frank. You know, the government, whenever they throw numbers out, you know, if it makes them look good, they'll go with a felonious number. I do believe that number is probably three times the amount they say. They say 12 million illegals in this country. I think we're looking at 36 million illegals in this country. They're downsizing it to make the problem not look like it's such a big problem. And I think when the true numbers do come out, if there ever is an amnesty program that rolls out, I think we are going to be alarmed. But we shouldn't be. We really shouldn't be alarmed, because if you look back at just a couple instances, like let's look at the World Trade Center, the bombing there. When they first came out with numbers, what did they come out with? 75,000 people suspected being dead in the World Trade Center. And that number started to come down to a true number, which ended up being over a little over 3,000 people. So the number has been played, and I agree with you there. So I don't know. Ron, what do you think about what's the solution here? You think we're going to possibly see some kind of amnesty program, or what do you think?
I hope not. I don't think Donald Trump wants to go that way. He really wants to enforce the laws of the United States that are on the books, and he's criticized presidents that haven't done that. So I think he wants to control the entrance of foreigners into this country, because there's basically, first of all, there's no benefit to the American people to allow a flood of immigrants coming in here that is going to suck off the monetary system and have them self-supported in this country. That doesn't do any taxpayer any benefit. So I'm sure he's going to hold everyone accountable to the law.
I sure hope so. I really do. Which brings me to a question I threw at you earlier today. We talked about the 14th Amendment, and they spoke about it a little bit during the campaign, presidential campaign, the anchor baby issue. And we don't hear anything about it now, but we know that's a huge problem. People coming over here pregnant, having children, and then the child is now a U.S. citizen. And you had a great solution. I kind of liked it, and I'm not going to steal your thunder, so go ahead and share that, what you came up with.
No, you go for it. You're
Ron,
hosting.
Ron. Okay, thank you.
Well, Ron, yeah, you go for it.
I like it. I don't like to steal anybody's thunder and their idea, but Ron came up with the great idea of whether a 60-day or a 90-day grace period, that if a child is born in the United States, they have to be leaving by the 90th day. They have to be back in their native country. If not, the child, which by law in the 14th Amendment would be a citizen, the child stays behind and is put up for adoption. And it's kind of a strong-arm tactic move, but I like it. But I think you have to have some teeth in this policy, this law. And I like that. That's probably the best one. Go ahead.
Well, in addition to that, citizenship is not bestowed upon the child until 90 days.
Right. Correct.
Because otherwise, I mean, the purpose of many women who come across that border is merely to have their child an American citizen. And that would be unconscionable, let's put it that way, only to steal the rights, the birthrights of the people of the United States. And it doesn't benefit anyone. So I would say give 90 days before the child becomes a citizen of the United States. And then give the option, you can leave with your child, or they can't stay here. Or if you don't stay here, do you want your child put up for adoption? Because it has to be taken care of. And we will respect the citizenship.
Right. I like that. I like that solution. Ron, I will put your name in the hat for maybe an advisor to Donald Trump. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
No, I think that's logical thinking. You know, the illegals are all angry and they're screaming, and they are very loud. The squeaky wheel that gets the grease. But you know what? One thing I worry about, Ron, is if the true number is, let's say, three times of what they stated is, let's say it's 36,000, 30 million or 36 million. We've seen the attitude in the past and what they can do. I remember the Rodney King riots down in L.A., and I'm kind of worried about this whole situation if they decide to resort to burning the towns down in some of the major cities to get their way. Of which I would have to say, you know, we have a National Guard for a reason, and I would hope that Donald Trump would not be pushed into giving in and letting him have their way, if he can certainly call out the National Guard and impose, I hate to say martial law, but you got to shut it down, and you've got to stop the violence and the burning down of the buildings and the industries. I worry about that a little bit. What about you, Ron? You think about that a little bit?
Yeah, I do. And it's just like I was thinking when you were talking about that, back to San Francisco when Harvey Milk was assassinated by Dan, whatever his last name was, I forget his name. They attacked City Hall. And when I'm saying they, gays attacked City Hall, and Mayor Feinstein at the time did nothing and allowed it to happen. They were breaking windows and everything else, and it was her duty to inform the National Guard to come in and protect the seat of government, and she did not. But you understand why she wouldn't, because that's her voting population.
Right. Well, I've got a couple more callers on the line right now. I'm going to go out to Mike in Maryland. Mike, are you there?
Yeah,
Mike in Maryland.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I did a great job hosting the show, and I hope John feels better.
I do too.
I hope you don't mind if I backtrack a little bit. You're talking about the corrupt corporate so-called mainstream media. You probably have heard, and most of your listeners probably have heard, that Washington Post got $600,000 from the CIA to promote propaganda, and then they're also getting I don't know how much money from Russia to publish propaganda articles for them. So they're like total hypocrites, people that you can't really, no credibility. So how could anybody place any faith in the corporate media at all? Because if it's happening with the Washington Post, it's probably happening with other news outlets as well. What do you think?
I agree. Yeah. Totally agree.
And I think one of the news stories on the website, RBN, actually tells that story. So, yeah. You know, it's hypocritical, isn't it?
Well, it's paying for a result, Ron. That's paying for the results that you want. It's like when I was in going to IU School of Medicine, whenever I saw polls and research, I had to look first of all, who was funding the research and what they had to gain from it. So, I think the population is getting smart. They're learning that mainstream media, first of all, they've lost their credibility. They're shot. I don't know why anyone would waste their time watching any of the corporate mainstream media. They're just they blew it. They blew it. And I actually hope they don't get it back, and I hope they fold, because we do need solid information, credible information. And there's so much riding on this. This next 4 years is going to be very interesting. Don't you agree, Ron?
Yeah, I do. It's going to be very interesting. And if Donald Trump is a man of his words, we're going to see the change in America, and it will become great again.
Yeah.
He's done an incredible job in the very short time he's been in office. So I don't expect anything less than him. You know,
I totally agree. I don't expect miracles. If he comes through at half of what he's promised on the campaign trail, that will be a successful presidency, which will probably push him into a second term, I hope. But I definitely agree that he needs to overhaul the election system and the fraud in that system. We can talk about that a little later. We do have another call on the line. We'll see if we can get it in before the break here. We've got looks like Mike in Maryland, or I already took Mike in Maryland. How about Linda Foxborough in Massachusetts?
Hey,
yeah, Lynn Foxborough.
Good evening. Hi. I just wanted to defend Mike a little bit, Mike Rivero, from that early call. I'm a Christian, and oftentimes when he talks about his beliefs, my eyes squint and I have a reaction. But I have to give him the 100% bona fide, open-minded person. He's not telling me what I should believe. He's not telling anybody else what they must believe. He says what he believes. And the First Amendment absolutely, totally supports that position. And I called, and I'm calling you now because I promised to promote a prayer day for our president to have the strength from the Christian values of the American people and from Jesus Christ to go forward with what he essentially believes. And I know it's difficult for him, but I said that to Michael, and he's like, okay, good, great, let's do that. Michael Rivero has his own beliefs, as our framers and founders absolutely did. They were Christians. They didn't oppose. They were atheists, they were deists, they had, but they did not oppose the freedom of speech, which they wrote into the First Amendment. Michael does not either. And so I just totally oppose that characterization of what the early caller said about him.
Yeah,
and
well,
I'm hoping I can get everyone in America to pray for Donald Trump and help him to be articulate and to get through all of this mess of media, the media that tries to change every single word that he says. And that's February 24th, and I'm going to call Claire and ask her to lead the prayer.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that. Go ahead.
Linda, the thing that Maury did wrong is he presented his case before us and didn't give Rivera a moment to defend himself.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. And Michael would defend himself. I've been listening to him long enough. That's what he believes.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF, naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins in here at the studio and talking to Mr. Ron McDonald, who is my expert on the other end. Very interesting conversation we're having about all the globalization that's going on around the world. We talked about Sweden and California's problems. At the top of there, I'm going to have an author by the name of Orlene Coley. She'll be joining us for a little bit, talking about Senate Bill 54, the sanctuary city here in California. And we're going to discuss a little bit more on that. She's been very active in that. I've been very active in that. Actually, I'm very frustrated, Ron, because I attended two meetings where I was given supposedly 3 minutes to talk about this whole issue, which is very important and affecting everyone here in California and taxation and on many different levels. I mean, the money that is going to be needed to take care of people that are in the sanctuary city. You're going to have half a population taking care of the other half population, looks like. But she'll talk more about Senate Bill 54 when she comes on air a little after 5 o'clock. Ron, anything you got? I mean, how do you feel about – I mean, you've got kids in the system, grandkids in the school system. We're losing so many of our rights every year. We've had tremendous damage done by the Bush administration, both Bushes. Then going into Clinton and then into the Obama administration. I sometimes wonder if we can put this puzzle back together. What do you think, Ron?
Well, first of all, our rights are not the rights that we're supposed to have. There's the civil rights. There's statutory rights, and that's what we believe are our rights. We hear in the Declaration of Independence about inalienable rights. They precede the Constitution of the United States, and we have lost our way because our common law birthright has been removed from us, and we've been made 14th Amendment citizens without a birthright. So that's where we stand on that. And I agree. You know, my focus has always been to undo what has happened in this society and to gather the truth and to destroy the premises that the government has based its authority on, which it doesn't have much. It's a very limited concept, the United States federal government. It's supposed to only be contained in that 10-square-mile area, and it has leaped out by leaps and bounds into every facet of humanity in this country. So that's where my thoughts are.
Well, you know, Ron, when I went before the Board of Supervisors, they said, now you have a minute and a half to make your case and say what you have to say, which is, if anybody's ever been in debate in school, you know you can't make an argument in a minute and a half. But what I did tell the Board of Supervisors directly to them, I said, I'm holding you to a higher standard. I'm holding you to follow the rule of law. But it didn't actually make a difference, because by the time I got home from the second meeting, I found out the Board of Supervisors had voted unanimously to okay the sanctuary city, Santa Rosa. We'll come back. You're listening to the National Intel Report. We'll come right back with some more calls. Stay tuned.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.